Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for our scripture readings, which remind us that we've been chosen to be part of your family, and we are to have a totally different focus than people who aren't part of your family, who don't understand the depths of your love. So in light of the Beatitudes that were shared with us today in the Gospel, help us to live by these rules for life in abundance. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Good morning. So today we have Jesus teaching the Beatitudes, some of the most important teachings that we have in our Christian faith. And I have something over on the bookshelf in my room that the Knights of Columbus gave out a few years ago. They were trying to get a monument in front of the church with the Ten Commandments on one side and the Beatitudes on the other side. For some reason, it didn't happen, but they came and approached me, and I got a free little sample, a little plaque on stone with those. And so the Beatitudes are ingredients for holiness and for happiness. They're teachings that teach us that we're citizens of heaven, that this isn't all there is, this world that we live in. And while we're called to bring God's love and mercy and justice into this world, it's very broken. And so the first thing they do is that they help us stay connected with others and to help us to step back and say, this isn't all there is. Because if that was the case, it would be kind of depressing right now, wouldn't it? There's so many things that just aren't working right and broken, supply chains, government things, healthcare, different things that we deal with every day that bring a tremendous amount of frustration. And so this helps us to step back and say, this isn't all there is. I'm a citizen of heaven. And while I live in the world and God invites me in my own unique way to bring his love and kindness to the people around me, I'm not living just for the here and now. And so we have to be very important that they help orientate our focus towards heaven, our eternal home. But that doesn't mean we neglect things here on earth either. And in stepping back, you know, and realizing that we have heaven to look forward to, it doesn't mean we disengage from our responsibilities here on earth. But that's why discernment's so important. What is God asking me to do? And praying in the power of the Holy Spirit, because we can't do everything. And sometimes we get terribly distracted. So the Beatitudes always pull us back to stay connected that, no, our faith is in the Lord and he has a place for us, but this is not our final destination. So we have to always live with that in the back of our mind that, no, I need to have this eternal perspective on things and not just get stuck in the here and now. The Beatitudes also help us avoid a victim spirit, which is running amok in the world today, where the enemy wants us to feel helpless. You can't do anything to change that. You know, you just have to be subjected to all these injustices and problems and things, and you can't do anything to fix that. And I watched a great show this last week. I was multitasking, I was in the office working and also watching something on YouTube. Sometimes that works. It worked this week. And it was Cece Winans. It's called Generations. It's a show she does on YouTube. And she had her daughter on there. Sometimes she has her mom, but she's in her late 80s, and so she hasn't been on as much. But she had a Christian psychologist from South Africa with a very strong accent, so I really had to listen attentively to hear what she was saying. But it was wonderful because she said, you know, we're influenced by the environment around us, but we don't have to succumb to all the things around us and panic and be anxious and depressed about it, that we have power to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's the passage that just really was imprinted on my mind, is that, yes, there are things around me that I can't control in situations, but I can control with God's grace the way I respond to those and my outlook on those things. So that when all these bad things happen, I don't have to focus just on the bad things, but on the blessings. I told you last week, you know, watching that movie on Mother Teresa just really helped me in my journey of grief with my dad's passing of cancer. Because compared to the people that were shown in that documentary being picked up off the streets, you know, I thought about his life and how blessed he was. So that helps us keep that perspective, and that I need to respond by thanking God for all the wonderful things he's done and not just focusing on what isn't done, what's not complete yet. But the enemy will always remind you of that. You're still struggling with this. Your family's broken. Your children aren't talking to you. Someone hates you at work. He's just always trying to help us focus on the negative things instead of, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So maybe I can approach this problem with a different attitude and pray about it and do something good, overcome evil with good, instead of just sitting back in a victim spirit and whining and complaining about everything that's wrong. And it's somebody else's fault that I'm not happy because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Instead of, am I like our Blessed Mother? Be it done unto me according to thy word. That's really how the Beatitudes can help us avoid that victim spirit, that we can do things and we can pray in the power of the Holy Spirit to prayerfully respond to these difficult situations and not to emotionally react to them. And that's hard when you're tired and you're just kind of burning the candle at both ends. It's really hard. So that's just a reminder too that self-care is a very important part of our spiritual life, that we need to take that quiet time alone with the Lord to just talk with him and ask him to help us with the trials and struggles we have in everyday life. And then lastly, they always help us to be drawn into a sense of connectivity with other people and to see the bigger picture. And it's funny because sometimes people make comments to you that, you know, you just hear it and it might kind of strike you in an offensive way, but as you pray into it, you realize that I needed to hear that. That was some truth that I needed to hear. I'm thinking of a particular example that really helped me. And, you know, I didn't feel that my dad got very good medical care because a lot of things went wrong. But in reflecting upon it, it's like, if you don't deal with these things, you're going to be a really bitter and resentful person. And you just have to realize that the people did the best they could with what they had. Was it perfect? No. The doctor wanted to use a better form of chemotherapy, but the insurance company wouldn't pay for it. So they used an inferior form, and the cancer just kept spreading and spreading. And they said, oh, it's working. It wasn't working. So do I blame the doctor for that? That's not his fault. His hands were tied. He couldn't prescribe what he wanted to. But you see how the enemy tries to get you in there to say, it's all messed up and it's somebody else's fault. And instead of just, it is what it was and we did the best we could, he trusted in their care and it is what it was, right? And then I think about my trip to Malawi, Africa. They don't even have places for people to go. The kids are dying of malaria with no IVs and comfort care. There's one girl there that we met that was dying of AIDS on a little mat. And we all went to the town to pray the rosary and surround her. And then I got to anoint her, actually. And I thought about how, well, they don't have all the fancy medical equipment, everything, but they have love. All these people came from Mass and surrounded this person, and we were praying for her, and she felt the love of God, even though she didn't have all that medical care that we might have here. So that always helps you get drawn outside of yourself when you stay connected with other believers, and that you're not the only one suffering, that everybody has to go through trials and difficulties in our life, and somehow God is at work, but our salvation is staying connected with other people and not isolating ourselves. Because the enemy just wants you to lose your perspective and say, it's all about me and no one else is struggling like I am. And that's not true. We're all supposed to help each other bear one another's burdens, right? So the Beatitudes can help us be drawn in that sense of, I need my brothers and sisters, I need their advice, even their snarky comments sometimes that are actually truth in disguise, if you really step back and pray into it, that we need to help support each other. So the Beatitudes are a wonderful way for us to keep our focus that we're citizens of heaven. We need to do what we can in this world to bring God's love and justice, to have a forgiving heart, and not to blame other people. But this is not our final destination. And there are many reminders every day about that, aren't there? Turn on the news. Be on hold for 1 hour trying to talk to a human being on the phone when you're trying to settle things. You know how frustrating that is? And like for my mom, you know, she's a widow now, and that's hard, and it's just so complicated to try to wrap things up and move on. But it is what it is, but the bottom line is the Lord is with us. And he teaches us the truth, and he'll never abandon us. And he gave us these wonderful teachings so we can orientate our focus towards him. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen?